Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Even instruments made out of wood with strings, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Welcome to Zion, to this worship service. We're blessed this morning to have the Bethel Mountain Band here. They're going to do a section of music during our worship, so it's good to have you here to that music can minister us this morning. If you're a visitor, we'd like to invite you to fill out a visitor card that is in the pew in front of you so we have record of you being here with us. Again, we're excited to have this bluegrass southern gospel music here, and I want to say that the message is in the music. And during anxious times, we need to experience joy in life, joy in God, and what is true and good. And we have been experiencing anxious times with our election season. So I love that today, of all days, we can be together and we can experience this happy music and let God minister us through the message in the music. Let's take a moment. I want to invite those that have announcements to come forward. And while they do that, would you stand and greet one another this morning? Some of our announcements are already in our bulletin. If you will please take note of those. I want to emphasize one that is from 91 School, who is our neighbor over here, that they are looking for volunteers to help with after-school homework on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you can help and volunteer in that way, there's a number to call or you can talk to me. Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about refugees. A couple of weeks ago, Matthew and Cheryl Russell and I went to a volunteer orientation meeting at Catholic Charities in Portland, their refugee resettlement program. It was an informational meeting about the U.S., United States refugee resettlement program and how we can be involved. Most of the refugees that come to Oregon are placed in Portland, but recently they've been placing refugees in Salem in response to interest from the community and the fact that housing is getting to be a real problem in Portland. And we have been in communication with them, and they have also agreed to place refugees in Canby. So Oregon gets about 1,200 refugees a year. We're going to be getting more as the starting next year. And what's happening right now is that they're getting, the refugee agencies in Portland are getting more refugees than they thought they would be getting because of there's a few states in the country, quite a few, I guess, who won't take refugees anymore. So there's an overflow. Oregon refugees tend to come from Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, the Congo, Burma, Somalia, Haiti, and the former Soviet Union. If we at Zion decide we want to participate in this ministry, we'll need a lot of volunteers to be involved. Some of the volunteer duties would be very time-consuming, and others not so much. The goal is to have a team of people assigned to one family and walk with them and mentor them and teach them for about 8 months. There's a very detailed list put out by the State Department of what we provide for the family. So the opportunity we have here is to be a blessing to these people, to form a friendship with them that might last for years on end, while assisting them to learn how to live in America. Some of the needs that we would be meeting would be transporting and accompanying to appointments, and there are a lot of them at first, coordinating donations to set up the apartment they're going to live in, communicating with landlords and property management, helping people with grocery shopping and where to buy clothing, teaching them how to use appliances in their house, how to use a debit card, set up a bank account, arranging for ESL classes for them. So we're going to have a meeting, and the announcement's in your bulletin, on November 15th, a week from this Tuesday at 7 o'clock, for anybody to come if you're interested, and we will we'll see if there's enough people responding to go ahead with it. If we do go ahead, then people would need to go to the orientation class that we went to, which was in Portland, although they may come out here to church and do it. And then they do a criminal background check and take references also. So if you can come to the meeting, please do, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's involved. If you can't come and you want to be involved, give me a call. Thanks.
The Bridging Cultures Thanksgiving meal is going to be November 19th, which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And for those of you who do not know, there's a lot of newcomers here today. Bridging Cultures is an organization that is trying to bridge the cultural gap between the Anglos and Latinos that are living in the Canby area. So this will be the fifth or sixth annual Thanksgiving meal, and there'll be traditional American Thanksgiving food as well as traditional Mexican food, and we need volunteers for serving and to make pies. So if you're interested in either one, you can sign up on the back bulletin board, or you can talk to me. Thanks.
I will be taking an order for people who would like to order wreaths again from Juana, our friend who lives right there on 99. This will be her third year of doing business, having this little seasonal business. And my hands are now completely off, except for that I have offered to take an order for Zion. So, thinking about wreaths already, I will have an order form next Sunday, so please consider that. We have garlands, all kinds of things, and she has a website. So if you'd want to know it, please come to me. Thanks.
Would you join me for our call to worship, Psalm 100? I'm going to ask this group to be group blue and this group to be group yellow, so you know what color to follow as we read together, blue, yellow. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Know this, the Lord is God.
Know this, we belong to the Lord of creators. Know this, we are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture.
So enter God's gates with thanksgiving.
Come into the holy doors with praise. Give thanks to God and bless God's holy name.
For the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would be present here with us this morning. Thank you for guiding us as we journey along life's path. Thank you for knowing the words we wish to pray but can't. How do we begin to express who you are and what you have done? Your holiness is beyond our comprehension, your worth beyond all price. You are worthy of worship simply because you are God. And yet you have chosen to invite us into your story and to call us your children. We're overwhelmed. And our prayer today is that our worship would bring you great glory. As we look forward to the day when we will worship you face to face, joining with the angels as we all sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Would you please take your blue hymnal? And we're going to sing together number 521. 521, Come Thou Fount. I'm going to invite you to stand with me. Amen. Turn to 117. 117. Fairest Lord Jesus, I'm going to ask women's voices or high voices only on verse 2.
Thank you.
welcome to Bethel Mountain Band. They will introduce themselves throughout their set. It's so great to have you here. Take it away.
I'll be somewhere listening for Inviting us to share in your service this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. See a lot of friends and family and all out there, but I know there's quite a few of you that don't know who every one of us is or what all we do in the group, so we'll just do some introductions here before we get back to singing. Starting on the far end, we have Jerry Stutzman, the tall fellow playing the banjo and the harmonica. Jerry lives in Salem. And today is Jerry's birthday, right? So, you might have more people say happy birthday to you today than you've had for a long time. So Jerry is the second oldest person in the group. I'll let you figure out who the old... Well, I'll give you a hint. It's that fellow playing the mandolin behind me with the dark hair. It's just not fair. He's the oldest one of the group.
With hair.
Yeah, might as well introduce him now, I guess. With hair, yes, and dark hair. Those of you that are affiliated with Hope Village have seen him around. Well, he doesn't live there.
Well, you're old enough to live there, though, aren't you?
Yeah, he's old enough to live there. He actually is COO of the company that manages Hope Village. But Gene Stutzman lives in Albany and plays the mandolin. Where was I at? Sometimes a train of thought leaves the station without me. Jerry Schrock, yes, singing a high tenor. Jerry lives in Silverton. And I think I saw a few of your relatives on BB side here in the church already this morning. Next to him, Craig Ulrich lives in Albany and plays guitar, sings lead and baritone for us. Next to him, Larry Knox lives in Lebanon and sings baritone, lead, whatever we need him to do. Gene's been introduced. Tice Pedersen there behind me lives in Albany and he plays bass guitar. And my name is Will Barnhart and I sing bass for the group. And Jana did not ask us to come and talk. She asked us to come and sing. So let's get back to singing.
Swiftly goes.
Thank you.
We have one more song for this part of the program, and then I believe we come back and sing a final song to dismiss the congregation. Just want to say again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the morning service with you. We've enjoyed being here. Our prayer is that you are blessed and inspired by the music, and that God is the one who gets the attention through the music. So thanks for being here and being a great attentive audience.
Thank you so much. What great music. I'm going to invite the children to come up front for a minute and sit up here on the front pew, and we're going to talk about noise. I want you to be thinking about the word noise when you come up here. Come on up. We'll sit on the front pew since the stage is full today. Can you tell me what the meaning of noise is? What's the meaning of the word noise? Lightning. Anybody else? Words? Words can be noise? Do you ever have your parents say, "Would you quit making so much noise?" Okay, screaming is noise. Okay, on the count of three, I want you to make noise until I raise my hand up, okay? One, two, three. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to put an adjective before the word noise, and I'm going to say joyful noise. What are joyful noises like? Lightning is a joyful noise. Shouting Hosanna is a joyful noise. Anybody else? Did you hear the adults make a sound a minute ago? What were they making? Music is a joyful noise. What did the adults just do when we made noise? They laughed. They were laughing. Laughing is a joyful noise. Playing on your tablet and not being loud is a joyful noise? Okay, could be. A joyful, quiet noise. Okay, did you know that there's a psalm in the Bible, Psalm 100, that talks about joyful noises? So I'm going to read it, and every time you hear a happy word, I want you to make some noise. But not with just your voices, I'm going to give you some help, okay? Eva, help me. I want you to take a percussion instrument that you can make some noise with, so you can pick one out. Everybody pick one. What about those cymbals? Shakers, bells, sticks. Grab one. You want to take one? Do I have any other helpers? Right here? Here comes a few. Come on up. Henry, do you want to help us make noise? Pick something out. Thank you. Sticks are great. Okay, now remember, when I read the psalm, whenever you hear a happy word, I want you to make noise, okay? Are we ready? Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now, everybody make noise. Go. Amen. Sometimes we worship God in quiet ways, and sometimes we worship God through music and noise. And I think today the kind of music that we've heard is happy music. Do you agree? Happy, joyful music. So I want you to repeat after me. God is good. All the time? All the time? God is good. Amen. Thank you. You can put your instruments back in the box. We're going to prepare for our offering this morning. We will be taking two offerings. One, the first offering will be our general regular offering, and then we'll take a second offering that is going to be a love offering for Bethel Mountain Band. If you would like to give to that, you would want to make your check payable to Bethel Mountain Band. So I would like to invite the ushers to come forward. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for bringing us together this morning that we can worship you, we can lift your name. Thank you for the many ways that you provide for us and bless us. Help us to be a blessing through our giving this morning. Amen.
Again, a warm welcome and thanks to the Bethel Mountain Band for coming here. I think another applause is in order. Do you? And a warm welcome, too, to all who are worshiping here today, especially many who, for whom this might be the first time coming here to Zion Mennonite Church. Welcome to you. Very good to see everyone here. And we hope that our welcome and our worship today, everyone experiences also the welcome of God towards each of us. I am Matthew Swara, also pastor here at Zion Mennonite Church with Jana Gingrich. And typically we take some time at this part in our worship for sharing of any prayer, concerns, joys, or testimonies or reflections on the message. And you've had wonderful messages in the music today. So if you have anything you would like to share by way of a testimony or a prayer concern, please raise your hand where you are, and we'll bring you the mic. Cheryl.
Hi, I just want to thank you all for praying for my brother-in-law and my sister, Lynette. sort of some sad news. He had to go back to the hospital again. I don't know. I told him he's getting used to that ride back and forth to the hospital from the care center. So would you just pray again? He has pneumonia again, and they were thinking of bringing him home in a couple of weeks, and now this is another setback for him. So it's just getting really discouraging. So thanks for your prayers for them.
And for Eddie, yes, thank you. Yes, okay, Pat, you had one, and then there's one back there too, okay. Yes.
Music lifts me a great deal. I just want us to note that we are called to a higher calling than many folks see around us, and tomorrow evening a prayer service, because I believe we are called to be healers in the communities and in the society, the culture in which we live.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Thank you for highlighting the prayer service tomorrow evening in advance of the election, but and for proclaiming and affirming our unity in Christ and our loyalty to God's kingdom. Yes, Harold.
This week, my wife said to me, it's supposed to be nice at the coast. Let's go to the coast this weekend and check on our house down there. And I said, are you nuts? I said, I wouldn't miss these guys for anything. It can burn down if it wants, but I'm not going to miss them. And it was a good choice.
Thank you. I have a bit of news, a word of greeting I'd like to bring from a pastor friend whom I'm in touch with regularly by email and have visited in the country of Burkina Faso, Pastor Joseph Sinu. We have prayed for him before in the city of Bobo-Dioulasso. And I shared with you earlier how he has planted a church in a very Muslim neighborhood of Bobo-Dioulasso called Koma. And he writes that there are about a little over 30 members of the church now, the new church. We thank God for that. They also have a school that they have started as a way of serving the neighborhood. And he writes that initially the Muslim neighbors were very afraid of this Christian-based school for fear that maybe it would work to try to evangelize their children. And it is a testimony, but it is not an evangelistic activity. He writes now that after into the first year, it's actually the Muslim parents who are going around telling other Muslims, you want to send your kids to this school. It's an excellent school. Our kids are getting a good education and succeeding. So he requests a prayer for the school since it's just getting started. He is also the director, the secretary, the overseer, probably the janitor, and occasional teachers too. So please pray for him as well and for the new church building that they are building so that they can also get another church that meets there out of the home of where it's been meeting of Pastor the church president, Siaka Traore. And he says, too, that he and his wife or his fiance are to be married on the 28th of January, 2017. It's been a long time in coming. So, Joseph, keep Pastor Joseph Sinu in Burkina Faso in your prayers. Are there other testimonies or cares? Just to follow up on Pat's announcement, if this has been a year where you have felt distress, divisiveness, and all that from this year's election, just a word of hope. There is an inauguration that I am very much looking forward to, the one that Daniel saw, where he wrote, I saw one like the Son of Man approach the Ancient of Days, and he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. And all nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will never pass away. And that was confirmed at an eternally binding inauguration 2,000 years ago, announced by an angel in heaven who blew a trumpet and then was said, and there, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. And this Lord's policy we read in Revelation 21 is reuniting heaven and earth and making all things new. beginning with us. And so whatever happens on Tuesday, we know that nothing is going to derail that plan, nor that inauguration, nor that kingdom. So I'd like to lead us in prayer. And normally here at Zion Mennonite Church, we conclude the congregational prayer with the Lord's Prayer. But I would invite us to start the congregational prayer and invite all of you to join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer, however you know it. We pray it as debtors, so feel free, but we can all catch up. Please join me in prayer. Together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I will continue to pray. Please join me. Our Heavenly Father, may you and the honor of your name be ever our most precious treasure. And may living for your honor and proclaiming your honor in the world be our most sacred purpose. For you are worthy of all honor, praise, and delight. For you are the source of all delight and everything honorable and praiseworthy. And may your kingdom come in its fullness to unite heaven and earth, so that earth may be ever more united and like heaven. And with the church in all times and places, we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And make us open and aware of all the ways in which you grow your merciful, peaceful kingdom and the rule of it in our hearts, our homes, our lives, our loves, in this congregation and through this congregation. And we confess and believe, Lord, that whatever happens in the world, you can use and redeem it to bring your kingdom and to prepare us for that very kingdom. This we believe, Lord, but heal our unbelief. We look to you, Lord, to grant us each day our daily bread. Yes, bread for our bodies. But we also mean anyone and everywhere, anywhere. Also, as us. Anyone who doesn't know where today's bread's coming from because they live in poverty or persecution, in terror, in injustice or corruption. They too are us. And grant also the bread of comfort, hope, consolation, and justice to all whose needs and names we know and have shared, like that for Eddie as well and Lynette. Lord, be with and bless them, we pray. And dear Lord, we thank you for sustaining us with the bread of encouragement and the hope that we have received through such gifts as this very music that we have shared. And in a time of such estrangement and hostility, Lord, grant us the grace to recognize our own sins and blindness as easily as we seem to recognize those of others. Make us a forgiving and forgiven people whose humility and mercy stand out as a beacon in this divided, darkened world. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from evils of pride, of fear, of despair, a false confidence in any person or any ideas, anything short of your command, simply to love you with all our heart, mind, and soul and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Dear Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from any faith and any power other than your Spirit, who gives us the desire and the power to love you with all our heart, mind, and soul, and our neighbor as ourselves. For yours is indeed the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.